Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from Spokane, Washington. We are in the heart of Patriot-held territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes, indeed, it is.
Well, we've got a clip from Carrie Lake that, in a speech that she gave at CPAC, where after she was done, she had, from a poll at CPAC, she was garnering more support than everybody else up there other than Trump. And
yes.
And so the idea was floated, hey, you know, maybe she would make a great vice president.
Right.
And so that was actually one of the statements. And
yeah.
And Trump was the one that said it. He said she rates higher than everybody else out there.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Of course, she should be the Arizona's governor, you know,
right,
for at least a term.
Well, so that she can get Arizona and the border straightened out.
Oh yeah, because who else is going to do it?
Well, obviously Trump would, you know, but we have to wait 2 years, you know, and,
right,
and that's the problem is we're not going to make it 2 more years.
I know. That's what we're fired up about.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's a great clip there, and you know, once again, we've been talking about it this week. Another thing to be really watching closely: Israel and Iran. The Secretary of Defense did indeed stop over at Israel, and this was after Merrick Garland went there. Was it Merrick Garland, I believe? And now Netanyahu is in Italy. Tomorrow he's got either tomorrow or later today he's got an important meeting with the Italian upper crust government.
Oh,
so
wow.
A lot of things are happening right now. Like Amir Sarfati said, we're closer than ever.
Right,
now.
Especially since they're going to team up with Azerbaijan as well, and yeah, let them.
Looks like they'll be launching some of their attacks from there.
Yep.
Iran is threatening Azerbaijan. You know, if you let these attacks take place from your territory, then we're going to target you too. So
yep.
Now, and this is not just a Middle East thing. This is the potential to kick off a much larger conflagration, you know, between countries that could spill definitely beyond the region.
Well, basically the entire world right now is a powder keg. And it really is. It's just the single spark that's going to set everything into motion.
Yeah.
Right. And so I still have my eye on North Korea because they're easily the most volatile. However, Israel has the fair right to defend themselves and do preemptive strike, especially when their sworn enemy of Iran has continually
right
said and threatened with force that they will blow them off the face of the planet.
I see that as the most imminent conflict, you know, the next flare-up as the most imminent, because Israel has to act, and they have
yep
to act soon. I mean, within days.
Yep.
I can't see this dragging out for weeks now at this point, because it appears that Iran is accelerating their plans to attack Israel because they're sensing that Israel is going to preemptively hit them.
Right.
So they want to get their, you know, they want to push the button before they get taken out.
That's true.
So, I mean, this is very quick, but right on the heels of that, you know, you're right. There's North Korea. There's the NATO buildup with Russia. And you know, right now they're on their spring offensive in Ukraine. And, you know, they're at the point of no turning back. We'll just concede and we'll pack up and go home. It's fully on there. So
right, especially since the Chinese foreign minister says conflict is unavoidable if the U.S. pursues the wrong path in relations. And so they're really, really throwing it down now, basically saying, you know, well, they poo-pooed the whole statement of needing guardrails because Kin dismissed calls by the Biden administration for guardrails to prevent increasingly sour U.S.-China relations from deteriorating into full-blown hostility.
Right.
And
China's basically saying, you're not calling any of the shots now.
Right. And Kin said, if the U.S. does not hit the brakes but continues to speed down the wrong path, no amount of guardrail can prevent derailing, and there will surely be conflict and confrontation.
Right.
And Kin is the former ambassador to the United States who became China's top envoy in December. Mm-hmm. And so, boy, they're not kidding around. And we know that.
Right.
And it's, you know,
well,
when
we
we've
know
got,
that this regime, I don't know. They're giving awards to men on Women's Day, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah, they're so out of touch with the reality of the dangers of where everything is right now in the world. They're so out of touch.
Well, and then, of course, I've got this article here from the Epoch Times, too, that in response to what China is saying, it says here that the U.S. must help Japan and Taiwan boost war preparedness to counter heightened China threat. Mm-hmm. And so between us ramping up our defense rhetoric and China ramping up their defense rhetoric and Israel having to do something to preemptively strike somebody that wants to strike them.
Right.
I mean, we are in a powder keg
Yes.
right now.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, I would equate this to the time when, say, the Ukrainian citizens were watching the buildup. That you double down on your efforts to prepare to be self-reliant, you know, food, fuel, definitely food. That's a big issue. The ability to process your own water.
Right.
And to be self-reliant, because these things are out of our hands as Joe Citizen. You know, the things that the policymakers are doing are obligating us to, including the consequences, we have no control over it. So.
Right. Well, and in fact, you know, what we saw with the Chinese spy balloons going overhead, all they would have had to have done was, you know, let go of an EMP.
Right.
And if we have no electricity, all the stores are going to be closed. No store is going to be open with no electricity.
That's right.
Right? They can't process any transactions whatsoever.
Yep.
And so consider stores being completely taken out of the equation altogether.
Yeah.
And not to mention gas stations are not going to be open. Any place where you typically would go buy anything, everything is based on electricity.
Yeah,
so.
you're on your own and you rung what you brung. what you've got is all you've got.
That's right.
You know, until a barter system starts, you know, forming or something like that. But and this is not anything we shouldn't be fearful about.
That's
keep
right.
your eyes to the sky, because we were told this is what it was going to look like.
Yep.
And he's returning soon. And so we look forward to that. And we're excited about that. And, you know, we're getting down to the wire. So we want
right.
to make
and,
sure that.
And don't, exactly. Don't be afraid. Be prepared.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
So, oh boy, let's see. And in the meantime, Washington State, their House bill just passed for this assault weapons ban. They want you to, at a time when citizens will need the ability to defend themselves more than any other time in our history, they want to disarm you.
Right.
And so the House in Washington State passed this bill banning assault weapons, and then it goes to the Senate. So that's kind of where it's at right now. We're watching that one really closely.
Well, also, since you're talking about bills getting passed, the House in Congress passed a bill yesterday to prohibit collusion between federal government, big tech, and to prevent any censoring of lawful speech. So basically, they're
there
hitting right at the heart of the definition of fascism.
I was just going to say, that is truly anti-fascist.
Yes, exactly.
That is like the communists, what they're calling anti-fascists, and all of their methods are communist and fascist, heavy-handed communist tactics. What this bill is truly putting the brakes on fascism.
Right, because the definition of fascism, according to Mussolini, is cooperation between the government and corporations, where they both will do favors for each other at the demise of the people. The yes. people always lose out with these partnerships between government and big corporations.
Which now they call private-public.
Yes, public-private partnerships. Yes. And so that's just a re-terming of the word fascism. In fact,
yep.
we could have, instead of Antifa, we could have anti-PPP.
Wow.
You really want to sound tough. You want to, you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, seriously,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it is. It's fascism is the private corporations doing what the government doesn't have power to do, and the government's doing what private corporations don't have the right to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so
which also falls under Article 4, Section 4, where we're guaranteed the
yes.
Republican form of government. And so it's already illegal through Article 4, Section 4. The fact
right.
that they're even passing this bill might even show their ignorance to that fact.
Well,
but this bill also, you can bet it's not going to get passed, because it's now it goes over to the Democrat controlled Senate, where it's going to fall flat on its face, as
right.
as I'm sure you already know. But at least they they're trying to do good things. They're at least doing their
yeah.
part of the job.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, when the Constitution was written, Article 4, Section 4 was written, fascism didn't even exist. Now we're seeing how it's actually being implemented. So I think that I think it's good that they have a law that specifically addresses this. It removes the
terminology.
Yeah, it clarifies the terminology, and it removes the ambiguity of it by saying this right here is a perfect example of something that's illegal based on Article 4, Section 4. So that should be the foundational
yes,
law that
right,
they use
exactly.
for these type of laws that specifically identify the problems that we're seeing.
Right. And for new listeners, we have hit this point so many times, it's not
yeah.
even funny, but Article 4, Section 4 guarantees that every state in the union is guaranteed the Republican form of government. And that's so brilliantly put, because it alleviated them from having to list all of the other types of governments, and, you know, and then also say, and any other types of government that might be invented from here on
right
out, you know,
exactly.
So by just guaranteeing the one form, which is the Republican form of government, it was a brilliant, simple way
yep.
to put it and cover all the bases.
Yeah, getting governments to just, this is where Chuck Schumer was crossing the line the other night in his speech, saying, urging Fox News to stop playing Tucker Carlson, right?
Right.
You can't do that. That's a violation of the First Amendment, freedom of the press and the freedom of speech, two rolled into one right there. What he was recommending is unconstitutional, aka illegal. But if they can wink, wink, nod, nod, get a private corporation to ban you and say, hey, we're a private organization, we can do whatever we want.
Right, Rupert Murdoch.
Right, that's where you've got your fascism. Really, that's
yeah.
where the government is working in partnership with a private corporation to do what the government can't legally do.
Yep, that's
perfect example.
The
right
fascist
there.
Response, and the best response to what he said is, you know what? They can squawk all they want, but we saw the videos, and they are liars.
Yes, yes, they are.
And
which
so,
we already knew.
So
but
you know,
there's
we can,
more evidence.
They can whine and cry and throw temper tantrums and throw themselves on the ground all
That's
they
right.
want. We're going to just laugh
keep the truth coming.
Laugh and just keep saying, you know what? You're a liar and it's been proven.
Yep.
And so you lost everything. You lost all credibility. And now you probably get to go to jail on top of it.
And what's really great is those who are on one side or the other are being clearly defined now.
Yep.
You know who is aligning themselves with that? Whether it's Mitt Romney or whether it's Mitch McConnell or any of the others that are siding with the Democrats on this, trying to suppress the truth.
That was a death knell.
That was like, thank you. Please step forward and define what side you're on.
Well, and just like Tucker Carlson said, he said, who lies and then when they get caught lying, won't admit it and apologize? He said, the only people that do that actually double down once they're caught. They double down and get more aggressive and then attack the person for pointing out that they're a liar.
Right.
Right? He said the only person that responds that way is a sociopath.
Yeah, that's
and
a great description.
That is exactly correct. That is a sociopathic behavior
yes.
and response.
Yep.
And so, wow.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get to the word of the day today here in segment one, and
let's
wind
do
out
it.
Segment one with that and look forward to it.
Okay. So the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Exodus chapter 12, verses 11 through 17, which read, "And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance." And that's it.
Outstanding.
And I thought that was kind of interesting. I've never paid attention to the fact that it said, "And you shall eat it in haste," like hurry up, right?
Right.
And so the notes, the Bible notes on that particular passage say that the Passover meal was to be eaten in haste with all the participants ready to move when God commanded them to leave.
That's right.
So that they could hurry up, basically get in their houses and you know, be passed over.
Yes.
By the Lord. And the fact that it was the Lord himself that did it.
Yep.
He didn't send an angel. He said, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast."
Yes.
And so what a fascinating thing that is. And so, you know, we've got Passover coming up here pretty soon.
That's what I was just going to say,
actually.
Yeah.
And so, in fact, Passover this year will start the evening of Wednesday, April the 5th, and go through the evening of Thursday, April the 13th.
There you go.
So we can all be prepared for that and observe it in whatever way you feel is necessary. And of course, if you wanted to read about how God describes that you might do that, you could read Exodus all of chapter 12. Of course, there's no more sacrificing the lamb because
right.
that was just a shadow of things to come with Christ. And
yes,
so now that
he fulfilled
that, and so that no longer has to be done. And so now it's still just the acknowledgement and the remembrance of this great thing that he did for his people.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And how he fulfilled that,
yeah.
You know, with his death.
Yep.
Atoning for our sins. So,
on the day.
Yes, on that day, on Passover, right?
Yep.
So, okay, well, good. Let's see. Well, that scripture was Exodus.
Exodus chapter 12, verses 11 through 17.
Outstanding. All right, got it. All right, let's go ahead and take a break here real quick. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level and become self-reliant, confident, not fearful, patriots. And you can go to prepping2-0.com for the website. And we'll be back with more of the morning commute right after this. Stay right there.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic, to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment 2 here, brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a ministry or a business or a website for any reason, you have to have that hosted somewhere. Well, you can you can safely keep it hosted at a trusted website, Christian Patriot-owned TLC Web Hosting, located in the American Redoubt. Check them out at tlcwebhosting.com. All right, Lady Liberty, segment 2. We've got something we need to go right into here. We've got this clip, kind of a little bit of a long clip, but
yeah,
great
it's,
one.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, she even describes about being fired up.
Yes, exactly.
So perfect for today. So go ahead and listen to Carrie Lake now.
That they would think they can steal another election. So what we're doing is we have the strongest election lawsuit this country's ever seen, and we just filed it at the Arizona Supreme Court this week. It's great. And we are exposing these criminals who are stealing our elections, and we're exposing them every single day. We want to know who they are, and we want to make sure we drive them out of office. And we're going to continue to do that. Now, here's the thing. I don't know what's going to happen with our case. I'm not a justice on the Supreme Court. I hope they do the right thing and apply the law. We have an exceptional case. We have the proof right there. But I'm going to be really honest with you. This is in God's hands. I wish it were in my hands solely, because I would do everything I could, but I'd rather it be in God's hands. And you know what else is in God's hands? Us staying in the game. As President Ronald Reagan once said, when you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. And they may think that they won, but I know they're feeling the heat. They're actually, we've got them in the frying pan right now. This is true. And I know, I'm going to tell you why. Now, I can't believe this actually happened, and I wasn't sure if I was going to share it here at CPAC. I wonder if the fake news will even cover this. Something happened to me this week before I left for CPAC, and it shows how desperate these people are to stop me and to silence you. I decided to share this. It's a little bit controversial, but I'm going to put this out. Somebody showed up at my door this week. They called me before and said, I got to talk to you in person. This can't be done over the phone, which is always kind of like, uh-oh, what's that going to be about? They came to my door and they tried to bribe me out of getting out of politics. It's really happened. I'm telling you this because this is how disgusting politics is. A mom who runs for office and they're afraid of me? They tried to bribe me with a job title, with a huge salary, a position on a board. This is how they do it. And I said, are you kidding me? I walked away from a big job and a big salary. I'm not motivated by that stuff, guys. I'm not. So this person standing before me was sent at the request of some powerful people back east. They want me out of politics. But wait a minute. I thought they already stopped us. Why are they so afraid? I thought they already stopped our movement. So. Well. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know. I'm just on God's time right now. And when I said no to this person, they didn't take no for an answer. They said, well, what will it take? What is your price? How do we keep you out? Name your price. This really happened this week. Name your price. All we're asking for you to do is to get out of politics for 2 years. Okay. CPAC, I got to ask you, do you think I should sit out for 2 years? Should we put our movement on ice for 2 years? I didn't think so. Or should we double down and stay in this? Let's double down. Now, I'm going to be honest. At that very moment, I wanted to sick my dog on him. But I have a pug, and it wasn't going to happen. So I said, you let your handlers back east know that I can't name a price, because there is no price that I would sell out my country for. Not $1 million, not $10 million, not $100 million.
We love you, Carrie.
I love you right back.
Isn't that something? The underhanded, dirty tricks.
Well, apparently, I mean, as far as we've seen from Arizona so far, that's all it takes is bribes. I mean,
right, yeah, no
that's bribes is the name of the game for Arizona. And
right.
And obviously they just ask people, so name your price.
Well, I guess a lot of people have their price, don't they?
Boy, I guess there's a whole bunch of rich people in Arizona now.
They probably don't know what to do when they run into somebody with integrity.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You know, it's like, how can this be possible? You have to have a price.
What do you mean you can't be bought?
Right.
You know, we buy everybody.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's how we're in the situation that we're. They find some way to leverage people and or find them in compromising situations or promise them the world.
Right.
And
then they do an about face, which would explain so many of the reactions that we have seen over the past 2.5 years,
yeah.
Where people seem to have such integrity and be so hoorah over, you know, USA, USA. And then all of a
That's
sudden
right.
They're just quiet and they're placid and they act like nothing's going wrong.
That's why I have changed my viewpoint on term limits.
Right.
I believe term limits are
essential.
Essential because even if you got a good person in there, it's just a matter of time. I mean,
that's right.
You know, 99.9% of them turn. They compromise.
Especially with all these billionaires offering
yep.
big bucks.
They're not good anymore after that.
Yep.
So, sorry. That's the way it's got to be. All right. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. You guys have a blessed weekend. Be safe. Join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.